Well, let me do it. So, okay. Good.
Okay.
And we will just make sure that we also have the copy of your slides available for the piece that was missing in the recording.
Yeah, I didn't actually do a slide. I'm just the matrix that I sent you and Dave before the meeting, that's what I just showed.
Right. Okay. We will.
So that's great. So you have that. Yep. You have that now.
My apologies to the world for not having started the recording at the beginning.
It's all right.
So, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry I have to go, but I'll be with you more at the next meeting.
Great. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Fran.
Bye bye.
Okay. Okay. So let's continue on with the cycle back to the notes from the August 18th meeting. Bruce pointed out one error in that he was not there, but that Patrick was there in his stead, so we need to make that correction. Other corrections to the notes from the August 18th meeting? Okay, hearing none. I will say that at the last Water Planning Council meeting, the subject of what's available on the website came up, and Martin Heff asked me to send him PDFs of all the final minutes and other material that we have that should be posted on the website, and so I've asked our fabulous note takers from DPH to send me the final versions that they have. I will check those against the final versions that I have, and turn them into PDFs and get them to Martin. So hopefully we will see an up-to-date summary of the work that we've done and also the descriptions of our various topical sub-work groups on the web in a fairly short amount of time. Okay. So let's get our updates from our existing topical sub-work groups, starting with drought folks.
We have Steve is not. Steve, are you around?
Huh. Okay. Anybody who's serving on that group want to update us? Want to or would you please?
Corinne, are you on that one?
Denise?
Okay. So we had a meeting last week. And we're in the process of, we kind of finished going through all the minutes and all of the details on looking at the previous drought. And now we're looking and asking everyone to submit their top 10 recommendations. And Steve was supposed to put it in an Excel spreadsheet that I am going to put on Google Drive so people can input into that. So I'm actually waiting for him to, so he may be away, because I think we had the meeting probably right before this holiday. So, but once we have that, we'll be moving forward. So now I think we're kind of getting into drafting what recommendations are based on what the, what our charge is. So we're looking at the charge and making sure we're drafting the report in response to that charge.
Okay, thank you for that. So we will wait to hear from you folks. As far as you know, Denise, are you still planning to wrap it up by the end of the year?
Yeah, that's correct. We should be wrapping it up by the end of the year.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Any other questions for Denise? Okay. Question? Okay. Let's move on to Mike and the domestic groundwater wells.
You want me to do the white paper first, Virginia, or do you want to jump to the work group?
Let's do the white paper first.
Sure. Well, the subgroup will be quick anyway, but we'll start with the white paper. So after the comments that we got during our last meeting from the implementation work group, from the other group, and I'm forgetting the gentleman's name who provided those comments. Anybody can chime in here and help me out on that one.
Pat Kearney from the Water Planning Council Advisory.
Yes, thank you, Dave. So Virginia and I took a crack at addressing comments and revising the white paper a bit, and then we sent that to Corinne, and she also provided some comment. So I feel that it's at a point where we have addressed the major concerns that we raised. We're not going to get away from the fact that we are advocating to spend money on this. That major comment of we don't think we should be, or he doesn't think we should be spending money to do this right now, that it's a waste of money. In fact, I think the members of this group disagree with that. So I'm not going to change that conclusion of the white paper or that recommendation from us on that. So, but I do feel like I did address the other comments, and Virginia and Corinne both helped with that. So the only thing I think, the major thing at this stage, I just was looking over your stuff, Corinne. It's basically how we conclude the white paper. And I think, you know, we kind of had just a bullet left at the end there about we think that we should spend some money to backfill the data that we have into the new database, because that will be valuable for a lot of people, a lot of agencies. So I will just add to that a little bit and basically just strengthen that at the end. I think you're right, Corinne, your comments were good there at the end. It did kind of tail off as it was, and we want to leave people with the main point. So I will do that, send it back to you and Virginia for a quick look. And Dave, too, we can include you on that. If you have any other comments, happy to entertain those too. But I feel like this has been bounced back and forth enough times, and I'd kind of like to just move on from it. So once I make that change, we can do the next step with it, I guess.
Also, in terms of the ending, I think deleting what had been the last paragraph in and of itself strengthens it, because it ends with restating the recommendation, which is an appropriate way to end. So I think I certainly agree that that last paragraph didn't add much.
Okay. Yep. So thank you to both of you for that. And if there's any other questions on that, feel free to send me an email or whatever.
Hi, Mike.
Anything else on that, Virginia, before I go to
Mike, this is Laurie.
Yes, go ahead, Laurie.
How are you? Just a,
good.
A question on water, and I haven't read the paper in a while, so I apologize, but we're working on some legislative changes for private wells. And I don't know how far it's going to go, but what do you say in this paper about testing?
This paper is primarily focused on the existing well completion report database. So the testing is that's kind of the focus of our new subgroup that we're starting up.
So in this paper, you're silent on testing?
Pretty much, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we decided to separate the two because we really felt that it was a more involved issue, and we, you know, the first real step was to get this database created, number one, which is already being done. But getting the existing data into that database and addressing that whole issue, we didn't want to complicate it all with the water quality testing too, in that first piece. So we always looked at the water quality piece as something we certainly want to continue with, and that's why we're at phase two and starting up that next group.
Okay. What's the timing of your next group?
Just a comment along those lines before we move on to the next group, and that is water quality data, existing water quality data, where it is, which is not very much for the domestic wells, mm-hmm. and hopefully, well, I shouldn't express an opinion, and perhaps in the future having a database of domestic well water quality. At some point in the future, there will need to be a decision whether to link those two databases. From a scientific point of view, that makes sense. From a political point of view, there may be some issues. One of the advantages of what this group is recommending is that the latitude and longitude be included in at least the future data coming in. When that is done, the logical way of linking a existing locational database with a potential future water quality database would be through that latitude and longitude identifier. And so the fact that that's being added could in the future facilitate getting that broader picture of both the quantity, quality, and location of all these wells.
Yes, that's right. Thanks, Virginia.
And why, since we're on that topic, why don't you move right into the water quality discussion, Mike?
Sure. That was a perfect segue. So, Lori, there are two folks. So, Tiziana and Ryan have both said that they were interested in continuing with this new group. So they are, I recently sent out an email to the people that had originally volunteered for this or others who were recommended. So I'm just waiting for the scheduling. There's a couple of stragglers who haven't responded to the when to meet scheduling yet. So we're looking at the end of September for the first meeting on that.
Right. So does that group include consumer protection?
No, at this point it has not. So that I don't know if that was not one of the groups, I guess, who we thought about as adding to the water quality piece.
You might want to at least keep them in the loop of things, even if they can't join all the time. Because of their work, their ongoing work, it probably would be good to keep them involved. Especially as you know, items move forward here. I'm glad to hear that you're continuing the work group. Ryan and Tiz will be part of your team. Some more to come out of where we're headed with these items. I mean, one thing I've been thinking about now that, my branch includes private wells and public wells, is the fact that we need to merge the two concepts together. At the highest level, what can we do and how can we help facilitate all of this discussion? So we also receive, Corinne, you'll know this, that we get a lot of information electronically, sometimes in paper, about past contaminations that have affected private wells. There's a lot of information out there in different forms and format, historic contamination, that, you know, we could start to gather that information and make sure that that is all captured. So I'm just thinking about private wells in the last few weeks as we're pulling together some legislative concepts. So, and more to come that we can share with you when we can share.
Any little teasers that you can share at this point in time?
Water quality. Yeah, there's your teaser. And I'm very interested in your paper. I'm interested in your first phase. I really wished it would say, and we're moving on to water quality to take a look at that. You know, one should link to the other. And it would be nice just to be able to, you know, point to this paper as a final and that there's a phase two and there's a lot more to come in this area. And that obviously it's an implementation priority for the state water plan and the water planning council implementation group. So more to come. But anyway, so that would be extremely helpful.
Okay, we'll take a look at that and see if there's a way that we could insert that appropriately at the end of this.
Great, thank you.
And any recommendations besides, so Jay Cohen is the person we've been working with at DCP. Besides him, we have found them to be extremely unresponsive. So I don't know if you have specific recommendations for who to reach out to on this.
You're asking me about consumer protection? What was your main point of contact again?
Jason Cohen. He's the one who's been working on the database.
Yeah, right. Has he been responsive or?
He's been great.
Yeah, good. Okay. I would stick with him.
Okay.
I really don't have any other names. I think Jason is a good contact.
I don't know if he's just like the IT guy or what. So if that's the case, he may not be the best person to have on this group.
Well, then you could ask him to recommend somebody else.
Sure.
Yeah, or find out exactly what, I don't know, Corinne, maybe you know, I don't know exactly what title he carries, if he's an IT or if he's a programmatic person, or I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not sure either.
We could try to find out.
Okay. Thanks, Lori.
Yes.
That's all I have, Virginia.
Are there other questions for Mike? Okay, hearing them, I realize, and I don't have Alicia here to keep me honest in terms of Robert's rules and all those kinds of things. We didn't officially accept the notes from the prior meeting. So we do have a quorum on the call. I've checked that. So can I have a motion to accept those notes with the one correction in terms of changing Bruce out? Okay, Mike, you had that motion.
Second. Second by Lou.
Okay, great. Anybody opposed?
Virginia, this is David. I think we also want to make that change to the name of that other subtopical working group.
Okay, yep.
I'm sure our scribes caught that already.
Thank you for that reminder. Anybody opposed to accepting those notes with the two changes as indicated? Any abstentions? Okay, so we have accepted them. Thank you very much. And now we can go back to the updates from our various topical subgroups. So the outreach and education topical subwork group. Who's going to be, Lou, are you going to be speaking for them?
Yeah, sure. So I don't have much of an update. I had some time off over the last 2 weeks. I do have a call out to the other members of the group, and I'm hoping to pull everyone together for our next meeting before the end of the week. I will just say one thing. So a few things that we spent quite a bit of time on our last month's meeting was just identifying some groups that we can do engagement with. And one of those groups was CACIWIC. I sent an email out to, off the top of my head, I don't remember the name, but I noticed that CACIWIC has not scheduled a fall conference yet. So that may be something that we need to kind of revisit how we want to approach them. We can certainly discuss that on the call this week. And then the only other thought that I had was, I see Janice is on the call from RiverCog. We appreciate you, joining us. And there was a lot of discussion about engaging with the COGS through this process. So Janice, we may have an interest in having you join that discussion just so we can get your perspective. So I'll be sure to go ahead and send that invite out to you as well. If you're able to join us, great. If not, we can always connect offline. But unless anybody has anything else that they want to add, updates for the big group, that's all I have right now.
I have a question, Lou. At our last meeting, you mentioned that your group had identified two separate audiences, one basically the agencies who would need to know about the water plan, and the other one was more the general public. And I think that distinction actually was very, very good and very wise. Have you had any discussion about whether you're going to address issues related to each of these audiences simultaneously, or are you going to do one first and then the other, or how do you propose to handle that?
I think we need to revisit it. Based on the last discussion that I had, it seemed to me that it made sense to begin our outreach to some of the municipal stakeholders and some of the other groups like that first, that with education on the state water plan as the priority, because I believe that the other audience that we identified being the public was more a general water conservation and education campaign. And so my feeling is that the work that we're doing on the water plan is the clear priority. And so, to me, it makes more sense to get the ball rolling there, and then we can begin to kind of brainstorm everything that's going to go into that general public education piece.
And that sounds like a wise approach to me. Just another thought about the education piece. Obviously, we'd be talking about education at all levels, starting with the schools and then moving on into just the public. And right now, with all the challenges that schools have, would not be the time to try and tap them as a resource for any educational materials appropriate for K through 12. And so I think that that's, your plan is good. Hopefully the world will have settled down a lot. There is a lot of that educational material, not only at school level, but also for adults out there. And so perhaps part of what your group will be doing is corralling some of that information and perhaps making it more easily accessible to somebody looking for it. But I think postponing that at least a bit makes a lot of sense.
Yep, and so that point taken, and I guess we'll kind of use that as the basis for the agenda for our next call. And yes, we did have some discussion about some scholastic programs that DEEP is involved with. So we'll put that on the agenda, and we'll try to work that into the work plan.
Are you finding that you have the breadth of representation on your group that you need? I mean, you just reached out to Janice, which I think is great. Are there other people, groups, or types of groups that you would like to solicit join you?
Frankly, I always think that there's, you know, that we can not build a big enough table. You know, obviously that has to be balanced, but we still do have some outreach to do. We just have a very small group between Iris, myself, Denise, and the handful of agency folks that have been participating with us. It's still a very small group, so we do need to do some outreach there. And my hope is that we'll be able to get the ball rolling on that here over the next couple of weeks.
And
go ahead, Denise.
I was going to say, just quickly on when we talk about the different programs that are out there, there's one called Project WET, and that WET stands for Water Education for Teachers, and DEEP coordinates it, but there's a whole network of informal as well as formal educators that are trained in this, so we'll probably see if the DEEP staff is not able to join, I'm sure we'll be able to get a facilitator for Project WET from, you know, like the Connecticut Outdoor Environmental Education Association or some other organization like that. As a matter of fact, some of the water utilities had folks like Kate Powell and a few other people who were very, very engaged in this. So that she used to work, I believe, for the Regional Water Authority. So there's a host of folks who are engaged with this particular program, and we'll be bringing them on board.
That's great. And something that we discussed at our last meeting was possible mechanisms of reaching out to folks beyond what we come up with as logical contacts. And one of the things we had talked about in that discussion was having information on these topical subgroups on the web. Referring back to what I mentioned earlier in the meeting, as we get the web updated, we might have some participants, not only in this group, but in any of our topical subwork groups, self-identify and join in the discussion. So I'm looking forward to that process.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, then we should be planning out a little agenda page for the website as well, just maybe a brief description of what the work group is doing.
Well, I was going to provide that from the proposals that each group came up with. If you or any of the other chairs of the topical groups want to modify what was in the original proposal, please do so. And in that would be a contact name. And in terms of the scheduling and all that type of thing, well, I was going to say, but I'll ask for input. My personal feelings is that's going to be very hard to stay on top of for somebody coming in to it new. If it's deemed to be a necessity, we certainly will do it. But I think at least a contact would suffice and at least be better than what we have currently.
And I'm just seeing Dave Kay's comment to everyone. Kate and I were involved in Project WET. Dave, can you send me your email address so I can send you some information about our next meeting? You can send it to me privately. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments for Lou? Okay. Dave, the regionalization and interconnections topical subwork group. I think this is going to be short.
Short. It's either going to be short or it's going to stretch out as long as this is taking to get approval of this concept. For those who did not attend the last week's Water Planning Council meeting, there was discussion on our revised proposed topic on regionalization and connections to incorporate as the Planning Council had voted to include wastewater along with public drinking water. And at the meeting, this was deep, just asked for a little more time to review it and to be able to respond. So I think, Lori, is Lori still on? I don't see Lori listed anymore. But I think Lori, as I recall, I think Lori and so DPH and Deep were going to go offline and I think chat about it a little bit more and make sure those entities were comfortable. Well,
yeah, it's Jack, Dave. Sorry to interrupt. Graham were going to go and discuss it a little bit more and then make Corinne, is that correct? And then come make a presentation at the next meeting. That's the way I understood it.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks, Jack.
Dave, did you share the revised proposal with our folks?
Yes, everybody had a copy of that at our last meeting.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, so we will wait and we wait until the October meeting of the Planning Council and see if they truly would like us to move forward and how they would like us to do that.
And Jack, is Graham now the official representative of DEEP on the Water Planning Council?
Not official, but I think it's going to be official in the very near future. So okay. It's not official. We haven't been officially notified, but I think he's going to be the designee.
Are we planning a virtual send-off for Betsy?
You know, we absolutely positively should do something. And once we're officially notified, we will do something. Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
She's been around almost as long as I have, so she's...
Yeah, she's been a great asset.
Oh, she certainly has. So we'll have to do something for her.
Okay. Any other comments for the regionalization interconnections group? Thank you, Dave. We had added as a set topic to the agenda, we being Dave and me, at Dave's suggestion, a report out from the Water Planning Council Advisory Group, just the way this group reports to, has a report out at their meetings. I had given Alicia a heads up that was going to be happening. Unfortunately, she's not able to join us. Is there anybody else who remembers what important things may have transpired at the last meeting to share with this group? By that, I'm admitting that I do not, and I don't have my notes in front of me.
And before anybody, if it's Bruce or Tom, I see he's there, folks who are also members. Really, this is just a placeholder to ensure that we, each time we meet, we do have an opportunity to go over anything of import that the Water Planning Council Advisory Group might be doing. Because of the degree of overlap between these two entities, ours and theirs. And so, again, Virginia, I just thought it would be a prudent thing. It's not intended to be exhaustive, but more of an information sharing, sort of a heads up on what they may be undertaking.
And I think, Dave, your point about avoiding overlap or things falling through the cracks is very important and reason enough to do it. Bruce, since you do the minutes of that, do you have thoughts that would be pertinent for the implementation group to hear from the last meeting?
Nothing comes to mind right now. Right now, the draft minutes of that advisory group meeting have received initial comments, and I'll be posting them online later today, but I think going forward in the future, this group should be able to count on the advisory group's draft minutes being available at least a week or two before this group's meeting. So you might also consider, just as a routine thing in preparing your agenda for this meeting, that you can include a link to the advisory group draft minutes. I can explain to you where to find them. Those tend to get online pretty quickly. I was on vacation during a meeting, and that threw me off as far as getting stuff done. But in the future, it should be easy to handle it that way, and you might find that there's no need to have a recap for this group. People can just ask questions if they have any.
That would be very helpful. Thank you. And I like that format of trying to focus on questions based on those minutes. So thank you, Bruce. Other comments related to that? Okay. Thank you. We have some members of the public on the call. Are there comments that you would like to make at this point? Okay. Are there anything else to bring up before we adjourn?
Yeah, Virginia?
Yeah.
Now that we have seen the water loss summary from Marianne, and I think this is very helpful. Obviously, we just got it, and we need to we'll need to sort of send this out to the full group because it has the links. And so as we start to look at what some of these other states have done, as you know, I had gone in and looked at our own state water efficiency standards, the areas of these of the let's see what statute was it? I'm calling it up here. 21A86A. That's the fixture standards from 1990. And then also 29-265B is the rain sensor requirement. And then the regulations, which are Department of Consumer Protection, follow the Section 21A86 statutes, and obviously are where the bulk of the details are. But I think we may be at a juncture where we want to start to look at what some of the other state language is and see where and how it might dovetail with our existing enabling legislation, and in order to put together, if as a work group we feel it prudent, put together some actual language to forward on to the Planning Council.
Sounds good.
So I don't know if we want.
Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Well, no, I'm offering that up. I think we're probably, in a position to at least be able to start drafting something or looking at what makes sense, what would be logical and incremental, at least as far as the fixture standards, since we had pretty strong consensus that did make sense to move forward in that direction. And so I think what I would be looking for is a group of at least a couple of individuals who would be willing to work with me on that.
Are you looking for volunteers now?
Either now or via email.
Okay, since we have a relatively small group on the call today, why don't you put that in an email and we can send it to not only our committee members but those who have requested being on the copy list for our meeting information.
Yeah, actually, that's good. And we can send it out with Marianne's file.
Yes, that would be good.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Mike, you had something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Virginia. So I know that we had discussion at the last meeting about how we're going to invite members to the topical subgroups. And I see that it was mentioned in the notes, but I don't feel that we had a conclusion on that. I'm just wondering if there's anything else that we as the chairs of these subgroups need to be doing at this point in the game.
Thoughts? I mean, the only concrete thing that came up was putting it on the web, but that's passive. What do people think? Are there things that are the chairs of our groups should be doing more actively?
I mean, the hybrid approach that I did last time that we kind of talked about also at the last meeting was, you know, we knew the list of people that we wanted to invite, and we told them to also let us know if they had other recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done that at the very least, but I don't know if there's anything else that we should be doing to increase the net and or the cast of the net.
We brought it up as a sort of a report out issue at the last Water Planning Council. It might be something that at Water Planning Council meetings, we can make an explicit request if there are people there who are either interested themselves or know of others that would be interested.
Yeah, maybe that's a good start.
Okay.
I kind of like that.
So, Jack, maybe we can have that as a itemized bullet under the implementation work group updates so that it would be very...
A regular. Obvious. Okay, we'll do that.
That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other comments?
Hi, everybody. It's Dan from DPH. I've been doing the notes today, and I just wanted to put a reminder that previously we were having people check in the notes section who's on this call for record-keeping purposes. I don't know if it's possible that maybe we should put on the agenda as a reminder to have people check in. I've noticed after the last couple of meetings, which have gone really well, that it seems to be we let, you know, Mary Ann start at the beginning. Maybe after that we do a check-in, so it's not right at the beginning and it's not right at the end. Just an idea, but it would be nice to have that. I got everybody today without a problem, but in the future it would make things a little bit easier.
That sounds like a good plan, and I will add it right now. Appreciate that, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Dan, did you get – someone did not have a name. It was just a phone number.
I did. Yeah, I did get that person. I got lucky because one of you mentioned their name. So, yeah, but in the future, I'm the only note taker you're going to have. So just for efficiency, it would be great if we kept the kind of check-in on the agenda just so it's a formality piece. It would make my work a lot easier.
Okay, great. We'll do that. Thank you, Dan. Anything else before we sign off? Okay. May I hear a motion to adjourn? So moved, at least by Denise. I saw one hand go up. Second, Corinne, and anybody opposed? Okay. See you all in a month. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks, Virginia. Bye.
How do I stop this recording?